Hello and welcome to the American Writers Museum Author Talks podcast, where we bring the power of the written word straight to your ears. This week we chat with members of the Ardent Dance Company about their upcoming ballet, Poe, based on the life and work of Edgar Allan Poe. Justine Kelly is the artistic director of the Ardent Dance Company, which she founded in 2016 to reimagine classical and historical literature as full-length contemporary works. Ben Locke is a dancer, actor, director, writer, and casting director who has been dancing with Ardent for more than 7 years. He plays the role of Poe in the upcoming show. You can see the Ardent Dance Company perform Poe at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts on August 23rd and 24th at 7:30 p.m. and August 25th at 3 p.m. Learn more and get tickets in the link in the episode description. Justine and Ben are interviewed by Nate King, Digital Content Associate at the American Writers Museum. The following conversation originally took place July 23rd, 2024, and was recorded live via Zoom.
Well, thank you, Ben and Justine, for joining me today on AWN Author Talks. Excited to talk about your ballet, the Poe Ballet, which is very cool to me. I would love to hear you talk about it more. So, Justine, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how this ballet was inspired?
Yeah, so I am originally ballet trained by my mom from Virginia, D.C. area. And I kind of grew up in the ballet world of the storytelling. And somewhere around like my angsty teenage years, I got rejected by the ballet world for, you know, having a body. And my mom actually brought me to go see a Broadway show of Twyla Tharp's Moving Out. And I saw this whole different style of storytelling and more like modern music and still having very classical technique, but like more real storytelling to it. I continued dancing in DC, Maryland, and Virginia. And then when I was about 24, I threw a dart in a map, came to Chicago, and I tried to pursue my dance career here. And I felt like something was missing, which was like that realness of like actual dancing that tells stories that people know. And like for an audience that doesn't necessarily know ballet. And that's what I kind of got drawn to. I was very big in the theater world in high school. I really enjoyed it. I did some like smaller shows after high school. And I loved like just the realism of like bringing things to life. And on top of that, like incorporating dance. I always say that like my shows are like if a ballet was more real and a musical was less dramatic. So that's kind of why I started Ardent. All of our shows are based off of history or literature. That's kind of like my thing. I'm a huge reader. I read 107 books last year. So
wow.
Yeah, I love to read. And like anything, if you give me a book, I'll pretty much read it. But Poe has been one of the like things my sister and I really bonded over when we were kids. My mom was homeschooled us. And so we read Poe pretty early age, apparently, for other kids. And I always love the stories. I love the dark. I love the dramatic. I love anything that like can kind of tell a story in different ways and make the audience think of different things. So I knew at some point when I started Ardent, I was going to do Poe. And when I first did it, I felt like I had the perfect cast of what I wanted. And then it was a crazy time. Things happened. And, you know, I was a new director, new choreographer, and the show was really good, but I wanted more from it. So I knew that I wanted to bring it back with now an even stronger company and dancers who've done my shows who actually know what I'm trying to get. And I'm very excited because this time around, it's like the exact story I wanted. It's seeing Poe create the stories. So it's not just the stories of the Raven or Annabelle Lee. It's like watching Poe's wife realize his writing may not be about her and watching him struggle writing and watching the stories either be in his imagination or in his dreams or what he is like wanting from other people who might have been his like arch nemesis in like that time.
That's fascinating. I like the sort of the show is a behind the scenes of how Poe is writing these stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Wow. It sounds very cool. And speaking of Poe, Ben, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role in the ballet.
Yeah. So my name is Ben and I'm playing the role of Poe. I was in the original when we did it a few years ago. I was in that version as well. And I understudied Poe. So it was very exciting to kind of understudy the character and now years later come back and be the character and to kind of have a bit more dance experience, a bit more life experience to bring to this role and bring to Poe. I also come from like a theater background, so I have a double degree in theater and human services, and I love dance. Like I love dance a lot, and but I'm not the best singer, so I feel like it was very hard for me to be like in the musical theater world where it's like you're expected to sing and dance, but singing wasn't like my best thing, but I love to dance. And so when I came to Arden, it was like this perfect thing of like I'm getting to act, I'm getting to dance. And I'm getting to also work on my dance and kind of become a better dancer and do a lot of partnering, which I had like never really done before this company. So yeah, it's really, really kind of surreal to be getting to revisit this show and to be re revisit it as the lead. And, you know, as Justine said, to see how this show has changed from the previous version, how it's kind of becoming bigger and better and, you know, telling a much more clear story and clear vision. And really, I feel like the first time we did it, it was very much the ensemble kind of dancing with Poe and kind of creating the story themselves. And I feel like this version, it's more like Poe kind of outside creating with the ensemble, which is very interesting and very cool to me. Having been in the ensemble and feeling like, yeah, we're like being the external force upon Poe and then now being Poe and being like, yeah, I'm kind of creating this, but then my creation is like coming back at me. So there's like this back and forth that this show has that's really exciting.
Yeah, that does sound exciting. You also, it kind of to me is like a little bit of the Poe's writing process that is on stage here. And speaking of process, I'm curious about how you adapted Poe's words into dance steps. What was that process like for you, Justine? And I guess maybe there's also a difference between what was the difference between the first run and then the second one? So yeah, I'm just fascinated by that and would love to hear more.
Yeah, so for me, like as cheesy as it sounds, choreography is like the easiest thing. I'm very music driven, so it always starts there. I probably spend like no joke 50 hours at minimum of just researching music for every single show. And if I hear a song, it's like I immediately know where it goes. And if I can't figure out and like immediately, it doesn't go. Like I just put it on a save for later. Couple shows ago, we had an opening song that was like one of the favorites, and that had been sitting on a playlist for 6 years. But like I heard it again, I was like, there it is. So I'm very music driven. And it's definitely not your normal type of music. It's not what you'd expect. This show definitely has a very like dark, eerie, but a little techno-y almost feel to it, which is kind of cool. And I kind of start there. And then for me, the process is very much of like, I choreographed for the dancers. So like Ben is like very much choreographed, like Poe is for Ben. Like the movement looks good on his body. Because I want my dancers to look good. I still challenge them. I still challenge them a lot. But in general, it's like I know who I have and I know I can choreograph. And then I just really think about what would be the most natural movement to be in this position. If like the ravens were coming to life, like how would a bird move? Is the kind of how it goes. And this show's really fun because unlike some other shows where you have to have like a more like arc for even an ensemble, this one, like I really get to have every single story is a different style for the piece.
Yeah, that
So
must be fun to play with.
yeah, no, it's really good. And we do a lot of partnering, a lot of partnering. And this show especially has really kind of like fun, unique partnering where it's not just like traditional classical lifts. It's like some like more grounded, rolling over each other, kind of creating the characters coming to life. Like we actually create a wall with all the dancers' bodies.
Oh, wow,
So
cool. Yeah. The partnering specifically is the Was that a intentional choice as like you thought this is the best way to tell the story?
yeah, I mean, I love partnering in general. That's definitely like my forte. It's why I have, I think, a lot of dancers who like to work with me because our company is very unique on the sense of like we have a lot of body like uncommon norms that we have, like shorter men, taller women, like we don't really conform. And I know that everyone partnered, I lift a lot of my dancers, men and women. And so I think partnering could just tell such like a better story, especially when you're trying to like create a character, like a more evil character or like a more, you know, like if you're trying to be a wall, you can really do some more fun stuff with that. If you're trying to be a bird, you can do some more fun stuff with that. And so partnering is definitely kind of what defines Ardent, but I think that you can also play with it and learn how to create more space and more like pictures for the audience to see.
That makes sense. And it also, I mean, to me, that all of that, the sort of trying new things that is not in the stricture of ballet is like Poe did with his writing too. That seems to all fit perfectly. And you mentioned, Justine, your sister, I believe you said you and your sister loved Poe from an early age. And Ben, I'm curious, what do you remember the first time you encountered Poe's work?
So yeah, I feel like the first thing I remember, so as I said, like I have a musical theater background, and in sixth grade I was in the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and
Nice.
Lioness, the Little Kid with the Blanket, and there was a song about Edgar Allan Poe where all the kids, they're like super, it's like their stream of consciousness because they're super scared that the teacher's gonna call on them and like make them answer a question about Edgar Allan Poe, and like all the kids are like, I don't know anything about, but like my character, like, oh, I know all this, I know this, I know this. Like, so he's like kind of hoping she'll call on him. So as dumb as it sounds, like that was like the thing that stuck out to me most. So I was like, oh yeah, like I've heard of Edgar Allan Poe before, but like this song actually kind of taught me about him and actually made me like go back and be like, oh yeah, like who is this guy? And like I've heard the name, but I don't super know about it. So yeah, that the You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
I love that. That's great. And now you're Poe himself on stage. I wanted to also ask, because this is, like you said, your second time doing this, which is the first time Ardent's done a rerun, right? And like, what about Poe's work do you think, for maybe for you both specifically, but also in general, there seems to be a lot of Poe related events or shows or movies out there. What do you think about his writing still captivates us and has such a huge fandom still today?
Yeah, I guess for me, like I in kind of doing more of the research of Poe and kind of like not just reading the poems that are in the show, but like I read like his older poems and even like his short story Mystery. I'm very intrigued by, these questions about death that he was talking about and love and yearning. And it's like he is not afraid to really ask himself those questions that sometimes we're afraid to ask. And I think also, just with his life in general, that to make a living with his art. And I feel like as an artist myself, like I am always trying so hard to make my art mean something. And so I really kind of resonated with like this guy who's just trying to do his art, trying to get it out there and trying to say something with it and trying to like ask questions that maybe we're a little scared to ask. And it made him go a little crazy, and sometimes our art does make us go a little crazy, but like if it means something to us, if it's worth it, then like why not kind of keep pushing and keep fighting for your art? And I think some of the best art is when you're asking those really scary questions, when you're kind of at your lowest point or at your highest point, or having the most intense emotions possible. So I just really resonate with kind of his work in that way, where it's like, yeah, maybe some of this stuff does get a little dark, or maybe it is a little scary, but we all think these thoughts, and why not speak to that and like let people resonate with these things that sometimes we're afraid of?
I love that, the commitment to his art. And like you just said, we all feel those ways. And it's feels nice to know we're not alone in those. Even he was writing, decades ago, but it was still the human condition. Justine, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, so for me, what kind of drew me to Poe was just his like dark storytelling, but didn't make it like a horror almost. I really like Stephen King stuff, but if I'm being honest, I can't read it at nighttime. I'm like a huge wimp when it comes to horror things. But Poe had that way of like being dark without being like a horror film. And reading it was kind of always seemed like a personal story, like he was telling what his eternal thoughts were, but making it seem like we can all relate, which I really love, and that's kind of what I try to do with my shows. I also think people love an underdog, and Poe was definitely that. Like I love the conspiracy theories behind Poe. I wouldn't usually say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but like I love anything that has a good, like interesting, like what if. And me and a couple of the dancers were talking about the theory of if he was actually murdered or not by one of his rivals. And like, there's also a theory that was that we had some poets that came to watch the other day, and one of them actually brought this up, and I was so surprised that Poe was with his second cousin who was younger, but they like were together for 10 years, never actually had kids. And they think that Poe was like one of the first like asexual artists that was out, that was just, he was in a love match, but not in love match. And I don't know, I've heard of it, and one of the poets brought it up, and I thought it was a really cool theory, and just like something kind of fun to kind of maybe reread some of his works from that perspective of like, is he struggling or that kind of stuff. And I enjoy it.
Yeah, wow, yeah. I hadn't heard that one, but you're right. That does it, yeah, just thinking through that lens, perhaps it's like, I wonder what this story means now, or what is this poem really about? Yeah, and you are right that his life is ripe for conspiracy theories. Yeah, he's got a lot of, which again is only fitting for the genre of his work. I also wanted to ask about, outside of this ballet, has Poe's work inspired you in other ways, either personally, professionally, with your art? Or is it perhaps, maybe for you, Justine, it's from such a young age you've been captivated by him, so it's maybe hard to parcel out where the influence is, but.
I think for me, my answer is pretty short of like, I've always been interested in the dark. Like, I don't know why. I'm a pretty happy person. And I remember liking the Salem Witch Trials at like a really young age. And I read all of the like, I don't know if you guys got, saw them. I think they're really popular for a woman, but like, they're the diaries of different like princesses. Like, I remember being obsessed with like Anastasia and like if she was really alive and what happened. So I think for me, I just can one enjoy any like dark story. I think it's kind of like it pulls me out of my regular life. I want to be somewhere different, a different world. And so for me, that's like anywhere reading like about strong women who overcame something or about an underdog. And in general, just any kind of storytelling that will take me out of the world I'm living in. Because when I read, I don't want to read about what I'm already experiencing. I want to read the fantasies and all the things that I'm not doing. So that's kind of how Poe inspired me in that sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And how about yourself, Ben? I mean, it was, yeah, from sixth grade on, no.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if he has like really inspired me like growing up or anything like that, but I feel like with a lot of things, you know, I kind of go into certain things not knowing so much, and then the more I go into it, so like the more I like did research on Poe, the more like I read his work, the more I kind of felt like I can get in the mind space of Poe, the more I was like, oh, we are very similar in a lot of ways. And I really resonate with kind of the ways you know, because I think he lost so many people in his life. And I feel like he was very inspired by, you know, his own grief and his own thoughts and his own emotions. And so the more I learn about Poe, I don't know if I would say like I'm inspired by Poe, but I'm very like, a lot of what he went through resonates with me, and a lot of how he uses his experiences to influence his art and influence his writing. I resonate with that a lot because, you know, I do believe in putting yourself into your work and putting yourself into your writing and hopefully using what you've been through to, I wouldn't even say inspire people, but just to resonate with them and let them know that, like you said, that they're not alone, and that other people deal with these things, other people have these thoughts, other people are grappling with things that they're sometimes too afraid to talk about. So yeah, but I feel that with so many things where it's like the more I read into it, the more I kind of do my own research and kind of, you know, just doing character work. So yeah, I feel like now that we're getting so deep in the process, I'm being more and more inspired by Poe. And even just like outside of the show, just kind of some of the things he thought to be like, oh yeah, like I am not alone, or like, oh yeah, like that is what grief feels like, or oh, like it's okay to feel deeply. And I feel like especially in today's society, like it's almost looked down upon to feel deeply and to express grief and to express love and to, you know, not just live life as this like apathetic robot to survive, you know, the horrors that go on around us every day. So I think, you know, even after the show is done, I hope to continue to feel as deeply as Poe, and to express my feelings as deeply as Poe, and allow myself to just feel emotions and feel deeply and love deeply and grieve deeply and continue to ask myself, questions that I'm afraid of and challenge myself,
Yeah, that is great because, and like you just said, that questions you're afraid of because it is scary to entertain those notions and even scarier to make yourself vulnerable and create art with them. So yeah, Poe is a great example of how to do that and keeping at it. Justine, what Poe stories are in the ballet? So what could the audience expect to see of like his stories or poems?
Yeah, so it starts with a cast of Macchiato, and then it goes into Raven, Pit and the Pendulum, Annabel Lee, The Mask of the Red Death, Telltale Heart, and Lenore. So it's seven of his works.
That's great. Yeah. And then the how did you settle on those works and also the order of them? Is that part of the yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that. Like ordering a like how do you arrange a mixtape, right?
Yeah.
Like
So how I decided on the works was I remember I wanted to do like couple popular, a couple unpopular. So Lenore is not as popular, but I had to have Annabel Lee and Raven in there. Like I think I would have been shunned off stage if I didn't.
Yeah.
And then I kind of picked out, I think if I remember correctly, because I kept the same works. I think I picked out like 10 of his other works outside of Lenore and, or outside of Annabel Lee and Raven. And then I kind of like I really like dissected them. I pulled them apart as to like why did he write about this? Like why would he have wrote this? Was where was it in his timeline of writing? Like was he struggling? Was he better? Was he married? Was his wife dead? Like that kind of stuff. So Murray did all that. And then I went the opposite way and I went, what do I want to tell of Poe? Like, do I want to tell his love story? Do I want to tell his writing story? What do I want to tell? And I think the one thing that I always get asked when I'm like doing shows, it's like, why did I pick it? And like, how did I decide to cast it or music and that kind of stuff? People love the inside out. They love the behind the scenes. They love the bloopers and the reels. So I thought it'd be a really cool way instead of just showing all the works that people know is like incorporating them into like why Poe wrote them and my interpretation, because he's dead and can't argue me. But I then went into like, so the basic like story of how it opens is it's like Poe struggling to write and his wife tries to help him get on this writer's block and he starts drinking with his friend. And so like he is drinking and gets his friend drunk and like fighting with himself and his friend is kind of like egging him on and making fun of him a little bit about his, writer's block. And then it goes into like the cask of Macchiato where he thinks he buries his friend alive. And then as he's getting more inspired, the story kind of starts surrounding him more. And as he's getting more crazy and insane and worked up, the story starts attacking him more. And that's how I kind of chose to write which one I thought would inspire him and which one I thought would attack him or would be a dream or be a dream about someone else. The whole
Wow.
process in my head, it kind of just flies.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. I know that as a writer's museum, we're like beholden to ask the process question because, like you said, everyone loves the ins and outs of how anything comes to be. And that is great. And the idea of stories attacking him is also fascinating to me because, you as an artist, you create something, but then you put that out in the world. Is that the sort of what you mean by the stories attacking him as like the reception that comes in or what it took to write the story in the first place.
So kind of a little both. Like I was once doing research on him. I remember like going back and trying to figure out like which ones he struggled with and which ones like that kind of thing. But like so for example in The Raven, he's like writing about it and then like they start coming to life. But then as he's getting more in depth with it, he feels more attacked by the birds. And then all of a sudden they kind of start taking his lead on everything. So it's like kind of like the evolution of like him taking control of his own writing.
Yeah, a physical representation of getting over writer's block almost. Yeah. Interesting. And I also wanted to ask for this one's for both of you. What do you hope the audience takes away from the show? Justine, maybe we'll start with you on that one.
I honestly just hope that they can see Poe in a new light and form. I hope they can just take away that, like, dance does not have to be overly dramatic and cheesy and boring, and that you can find ways to relate to it. And especially with what we do, the company really does work together to like create these stories, to be characters, and to bring something authentic to life. And I just want the audience to generally sit back and like being pulled into the story and like let everything that's happened in their life just be at bay for like 2 hours, enjoy the music, and just, you know, like let the dancers and actors like show you a new side of everything.
I love that. And Ben, how about yourself?
Yeah, I think my thing is pretty simple too. Like, I just want them to have a good time, you know, like it's a dance show. And I feel like a lot of people look at ballet or even, you know, lots of dance forms that maybe aren't like hip hop or something, and they think it's like very stuffy or boring or like, you know, not for them. And I feel like there are aspects of the dance world that can feel very elitist or can feel like it's not meant for everybody and not accessible for everybody. So I think I just want audiences to feel like they are welcomed in this space, and they are welcomed to like that this ballet and contemporary ballet and like all forms of dance are accessible to them and is a place for them to sit and enjoy themselves. And so I think that's what's very special about Ardent, and what's very special about this show is, you know, like the music isn't what you would expect, the dancing isn't what you expect, the atmosphere of this show isn't particularly what you expect, and that, you know, this is a show for everybody. Everybody can enjoy it, everyone can have a good time, and hopefully even maybe learn a little something about Poe.
That's fantastic. I do like the music that you mentioned, both of you mentioned. It's very different, so I'm curious, I'm excited to see it myself and check it out. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about the show, when it is, where it is? There's a ticket link in the episode description, but Justine, can you give us a little reminder?
Yeah, so it is August 23rd and 24th at 7:30 p.m. and August 25th at 3 p.m. at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts. Yeah. And there's a bar there, so.
Good to know, yeah. Well, as we're getting close to time here, is there anything else that either of you wanted to mention before we close out?
I would love for like the listeners to hear, for Ben to tell like what story he's excited for them to see.
Ooh, great question, yeah.
I think probably The Raven. I know it's like, you know, the popular poem, but also like for me, it's the dance that I really enjoyed the most in the ensemble, but also like now kind of being Poe, I feel like it's interesting because like when I was in the ensemble, I was like doing all the ensemble dances and everything at lap, but with Poe, like he's observing a lot, so he doesn't always dance with the ensemble, or if he is dancing, sometimes he's not doing what they're doing. So it's been really nice to, as a lead, be also watching and seeing everything kind of unfold in front of me. And so I really enjoy, even though I don't dance as much in The Raven, I very much enjoy getting to act with the ensemble, getting to move throughout the ensemble and like really feel like what Justine was said, that like I'm part of creating the story and I'm part of like the actual story itself. So yeah, I think that's like one of my favorite dances to be in and to hopefully see people watch. But yeah, I think if there's anything I would like to say is like just reiterating that like this show is for everybody. So like I hope it being a ballet doesn't scare people or intimidate people or make them feel like they're not welcome. I just want to like have full houses. And I think that's one of my favorite things about Ardent is that like there are so many people that have been like, this is my first dance show. Like I've never seen a ballet before. Or I never, and this wasn't what I expected it would be like. Or they're like, wow, like I never thought this popular, you know, a pop song would be in a ballet. But yeah, I'm just really hoping that we can pack these houses and pack these houses with people who maybe thought they would never see a ballet before.
Yeah, I will be one of those who's never seen a ballet before. So
that's so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Justine, Ben, thank you again for joining us. Like I said, there are links to learn more about Ardent and get your tickets to the show. And yeah, thanks again, Ben and Justine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the AWM Author Talks podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you are notified when new episodes are released. Now go, be inspired, and find the mind of a writer in yourself.